freedom feel.
Woo.
Smells pretty good. You guys are great. I'm so glad we're here to celebrate the victory that we had in the election. People worked hard to change the laws so that the adult possession of an ounce of marijuana is legal. Not decrim, not a fine, not something the cops can harass you over. And you gotta see how much of an impact that has made across the country. I have put 60,000 flight miles on this year alone, traveling across this country, doing my show at 420radio.org. And what I've learned is that this war isn't over, it's just begun. And when we're in a fight against prohibition and against a government that has lied to us and against the police and the DEA that have spied on us and have kept us down and taken our children and shot our dogs and taken our homes and our money and put us in cages for profit, then it's not time to rest. We have poked the bear in the eye and he's upset. There's private prison companies right now that are very upset about passing Washington and Colorado's legalization measures. They're very upset about looking at Alaska and Oregon to legalize in 2014. They're not too happy about the prospects of California and Vermont and Rhode Island and Maine and all these states falling one by one by one as the wall of prohibition comes down. And you started it. You pushed out that first brick. But in this war, we have to get armed. And whether you like it or not, some of the older listeners out there, you remember the draft. You all were drafted in 1970 when Richard Nixon declared war on you as a cannabis consumer. When they say war on drugs, folks, it ain't war on drugs. It's war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs. That's what the war is on, and you've been drafted in that war. And as a soldier in the war on drugs, to fight back, you got to arm yourself with knowledge, with education. And that's what we do at 420radio.org. We are 24 hours a day. You can get us on TuneIn.com, your TuneIn app, iTunes, YouTube, Ustream, Stitcher. Look for 420 Radio. Look for Radical Rush. You'll find us. We're always there to bring you education because we have podcasts not just from the West Coast. We got podcasts coming at you from Texas, from Britain, from Spain, from all over the world so that you get perspective on what's going on in this war. Because this war is still going on and people are still getting hurt. Just this past couple of weeks, I've had to do some stories in my headline news that just make me cringe to think if this happened to my mom or my niece. In Texas, two women were driving one night when the cops pulled them over, suspected of throwing something out the window, allegedly littering. And on the dash cam, you see as they get them out of the car and they say, well, who's smoking marijuana? Your car smells a lot like marijuana. Who's got the marijuana? Neither one of them are like, well, we don't smoke pot. This is our friend, my boyfriend's car. We just borrowed it. We don't know what's going on. And on the dash, they had these two women outside in the middle of the street, you know, freeway, road, whatever, highway, you know, in Irving, Texas, I believe it was. Called a female trooper in to do a body cavity search on the side of the road. It's right there on the dash cam as the female trooper puts on a little glove, snap, snap, put on the glove, reach down the front of the woman's pants, feel around, is there any marijuana there? Reach down the back, is there any marijuana there? No, no. Send her aside, bring in the other woman on dash cam, reach down, any marijuana there? Reach down, any marijuana there? You may have noticed I didn't change gloves. Neither did the trooper. Same glove, both women, body cavity searches, side of the road, because they smelled pot that they did not have. That's the kind of things that happen as marijuana is still illegal, it's still contraband, and I kept trying to tell people how important this was last year, that decrim's great, medical's great, these are good steps forward, but you gotta have it not be contraband. It has to be something the cops can't mess with you. And when states across this country, because I've been this year to Texas and Florida and Georgia, I've been all over, and when they saw the highlight, this made national news, of the Washington cops detraining the drug dogs to not sniff pot, people around the country just lit up. They're like, oh my God, do you know what a drug dog means in Georgia? That means some prison time's coming. And here you're teaching them not to sniff pot. Give yourselves a hand for that.
Yeah.
Drug dogs that don't sniff pot. Yeah! And the war is still going on in the case of Child Protective Services. This is one of the ways they fight against our activists. I have a very good personal friend named Lindsay Reinhart, who was supposed to be speaking at Seattle Hemp Fest, but she couldn't because of her circumstance. She's in Boise, Idaho, my home state, where it's very, very red, very, very conservative. The legislature in Idaho, get this, actually had a vote to say, we will never, ever, in any way whatsoever, for any reasons whatsoever, legalize marijuana. It's already illegal in Idaho, right? They just had a vote to say, well, damn it, it's going to be illegal forever, damn it. Because of all the states around them. They can see Oregon and Washington legalize, and they can see Montana, they can see Nevada, they can see California. They know they're a little island of ignorance being trapped there. And Lindsay Reinhart, my friend, has multiple sclerosis, and she stood up to fight. And she stood up to petition with the Idaho Medical Choice Act to get signatures, to get medical marijuana in Idaho. So what did they do? They manufactured a reason for the cops to come over, to come in for a well child visit, and to take her children away, ages 6 and 10. She was in the wilderness in Idaho at the time. She couldn't get the text messages of the babysitter frantically saying, oh my God, the cops are here, they're taking your kids. She comes out of the mountains to get these text messages. Your kids are being taken away by the police. And they have effectively forced her to move out of Idaho into Oregon, where she can treat her multiple sclerosis, where she's not a criminal for being sick and trying to use the best herbal, the best medication, forget about herbal, best medication she can find. This is the war that's still going on. So don't relax that, oh man, I can smoke now, it's all legal. That just means we just started, people. This is just the beginning. We've got to take this wave of legalization. We've got to spread it south to Oregon in 2014. I ain't waiting until 2016. We got to bring it to California in 2016. We got to spread it westward, eastward. We got to take it through all of the United States so all of our brothers and sisters can be free, so that nobody is ever persecuted for growing, selling, or using marijuana ever again in the United States. And our grandchildren look back at this era and they go, what? You used to do what to people who used cannabis? Yeah. Can you see that future?
Yeah.
Do you want that for your grandchildren?
Yeah.
Then keep doing what you're doing. Keep celebrating. Keep standing strong. Keep using cannabis. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't let anyone put you down. Find some activists that are doing good work and get them some money. They can really use some help. And I'll give you one last thing to educate yourself. Is I've got some great friends I'm working with, the National Cannabis Coalition, and they've got some great knowledge, great writers, Doug Fine, myself, Anthony Johnson, daily bringing you the stories and the education you need. You can get on your cell phones and just text NCC, like National Cannabis Coalition, NCC, to 420-420. You can remember that, right? 420-420. NCC to 420-420. They'll get you signed up for the newsletter. You'll get my radical rants, my twice weekly column, where we tear apart the prohibitionists, we give you the facts to end the drug war, and we throw these prohibitionist bastards out of office and get ourselves some freedom for this whole country. Are you with me on that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much. I'm Radical Russ, 420radio.org.